above the ark was a cherubim, two angels of the glory, overshadowing the atonement's cover. But we cannot discuss these things in detail now. But only the high priest entered the inner room, the most holy place, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself first, and then for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and the sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the consciences of the worshipper. When Christ came as high priest, hallelujah, do you welcome Jesus Christ in your life? When Christ came, today's sermon conclusion, if I say in advance the conclusion, today's sermon is, when Christ comes in your life, everything changes. When Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and the more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made. That is to say, not a part of this creation. The blood of goats, bulls, and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctifies them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more the veil of the blood, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences. Do you know, only the blood of Jesus can cleanse our conscience. The conclusion is, only the blood of Jesus can make our conscience clean, clear. As the people of Israel learned God's laws and how to worship, God gave them the instructions to build a place of worship. This, the structure of this building could be taken apart and carried as people moved from place to place. And this portable building traveled with the people as they traveled to the promised land, Canaan. This became the place where God lived among them. Actually, in the time of a temple, in order to worship God, the people of Israel had to travel to the temple located in Jerusalem. But before the temple was built, this tabernacle had traveled with the people, representing God's presence among them, God's working with them, also availability. Shall you see, can you show first the picture? let's see first tabernacle. Actually, tabernacle means literally movable sanctuary, movable building. So first one, briefly. This is the first sanctuary. This sanctuary was a center in their living, in their worship, in their travel, in their moving, in their whole life. That sanctuary was center. It means today Jesus Christ is the center in our moving, in our living, in our walking, in our breathing. I will, next. Too small? Can you see? Can you see at the back side? Too small? Open your spiritual eyes. If you open your spiritual eyes. So, first one much better? First one better or this one? First one? First one. Thank you. The instruction of this tabernacle is shown from verse 1 to 5. From 1 to 5, 5 verses is explanation, instruction of this temple. Okay. Let us read again from verse 1 to 5 clearly, and then let me explain just briefly. Actually, this temple, this tabernacle is copy, symbolism, copy or a symbolism, illustration of the reality which is in heaven. That is Jesus Christ. This is just a copy or shadow, symbol, symbolism, illustration. Okay. Putting this picture in your mind, let us read from verse 1 to 5. Okay, from verse 1 to 5. Ready, go. Now, the first covenant had regulations to worship and also an earthly sanctuary. That one. The tabernacle was set up. In its first room was a lampstand, the table, and the consecrated bread. This was called the holy place. Behind the second curtain, there was a room called the most holy place, which had the golden altar of incense. Actually, please, in original tabernacle, this one, golden altar of incense, was in first room, not second room. In first, in holy place, not in most holy place. Then why the writer of Hebrews in this text mention this one, the golden altar of incense, as a part of the most holy place? Why? Because it was a connection. It was connection between holy place and most holy place. Very essential in the job which was done in the most holy place. Anyway, in first thing, like this. This one. The altar of incense. In original sanctuary, this is in holy place. But Hebrew says this is here because it is the connection between holy place and the most holy place. This is very essential part to enter most holy place. Continue. Verse 2. verse 4, which had the golden altar of incense and the gold-covered ark of the covenant. This ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that had budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant. Above the ark was the cherubim of the glory, overshadowing the atonement's cover. But we cannot discuss these things in detail now. Okay. As I said already, this tabernacle is copy or symbolism of the reality, heavenly sanctuary, which is Jesus Christ. Okay, let us see just as a copy. All parts, point is, all parts point to Jesus Christ. When in the study of this first sanctuary, the main message given to us is all points to whom? Jesus Christ. Okay, let us see briefly. First, this is about 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide. One cubit. One cubit is about 50 centimeter, 0.5 meter. At the time, they had no ruler, no centimeter, no meter, no kilometer. They used it like this, one, two, like this, from elbow to the end of the second middle finger. In adult men, just like Pastor Brian, adult men from elbow to the end of middle finger, about 50. I measured my cubit, but my cubit is less than 50. 48. You can measure your cubit. Anyway, this is about 50 meter, 25 meter. This sanctuary had only one gate, only one gate. This gate is a symbol of salvation, entrance of salvation, entrance of life. Jesus says, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers. But all who believe in me will be saved. I am the gate. I have come to give you eternal life. It means the way of salvation. The way of salvation is only Jesus Christ. That is why the Bible says salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. Jesus says, I am the gate. In the book of John, chapter 10, two times Jesus says, I'm the gate. Okay. In courtyard, first thing they met is a bronze altar, also of burnt sacrifice. At that place, animals were killed and burned, completely burned, sacrifice. And Jesus is atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus came in this world as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Also that points Jesus Christ. And after that, bronze labor is a wash basin. For priests, they cleanse their hands, their feet, before they performed their duty. It symbolized the need for spiritual cleansing, purification. Yes, even though we are saved, we are forgiven, we need cleansing. We need daily cleansing. We need every day's sanctification, right? That is why the Bible says, if you claim to be without sin, you deceive yourselves. But if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive your sins. For he will forgive you your sins. He will purify you, us, from all unrighteousness, wickedness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, very clear. The blood of Jesus Christ purifies us from all sins. Shall we shout together if you believe? The blood of Jesus, purifies me from all sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 proclaims like this. And then, this room is called many names. First room or outer room or holy place. In this room, only priest could enter that first room. In that first room, there are how many things? Three things. First, table of showbread, presence of showbread. All the time, 12 loaves, 12 pieces of bread displayed on the table. Each one representing one tribe. How many tribes of Israel? 12 tribes, 12 pieces of bread. Then once a week, on the Sabbath day, that bread changed into new ones. And the old one were to be eaten by who? By priests on duty. This is also symbolism of spiritual nourishment God provides for his people. Then Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Are you hungry? Whoever believes in me will never go thirsty. I'm the bread of life which came from heaven. Also next, this is a gold lampstand. Candlelight. How many candles? Seven symbolize perfect spiritually. Perfect. Also every morning and evening, daily, priests burn candles, light, continually. This also symbol of enlightenment, brightness, and guidance in this world. Then Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Whoever comes to me will never walk in darkness. Whoever comes to me shall be saved. John opens like this. In him, in Jesus Christ, there was life. That life was the light of man. The light shines all over the world. The light shines in the darkness. But darkness has not understood it. But anyway, Jesus came in this world as the light of the world. And finally, in this room, there is altar of incense. High priest burned incense also twice, morning and evening continually. This is a symbol of what? Symbol of access to God, symbol of acceptable prayer of believers. How today, how can we access to God? Through what? Through prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So Revelation says this incense is symbol of faithful believers' prayer. we can approach anytime, anywhere in the presence of God through prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. It symbolizes Jesus interceding for us as our mediator. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 says, there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave his life as a ransom for all men. It means Jesus is interceding for us as our mediator. So this incense is just like a vapor going to heaven. Our prayer going to heaven, reach heaven, faithful prayer. And second room is called second room or inner room, the most holy place, or the holy of holies. Then only high priest could enter that most holy place one time or a year on the day of atonement. And in this room, there is only one thing. What? Only one thing. That is a kind of box, rectangular box. That box is called the Ark of the Covenants, symbol of God's covenant with his people, symbol of God's promise, absolute promise with his people. The Ark of the Covenants, we call in Korean, 법궤. The size is two and a half long and one and a half wide and high. Anyway, this box was made by acacia wood and overlaid with pure gold inside and outside. Then inside that box, there are three things, not empty box. Inside that box, there are three things. The most important thing is what? The Ten Commandments. 십계명, the Ten Commandments. And Aaron's stick, that burdened. And third, pot jar with manna. Then the most important thing is the cover, the lid of that ark. This box had cover. Then on that cover, there were two angels facing each other with huge wings, which were called cherubim. Then that cover was called mercy seat, shall we say? Mercy seat. Or atoning sacrifice. Three names, but same meaning. Mercy seat or atoning sacrifice, or in one word, propitiation, mercy seat, or atoning sacrifice, or propitiation. Remember, in that box, what is the most important thing in that box? Ten commandments. Commandments, you know, before Ten Commandments, everybody was recognized as what? As sinners. Ten commandments was like a mirror, spiritual mirror. Then before the Ten Commandments, everybody was recognized, revealed as sinners. So spiritually it means the sins of all Israel people were in that box, and covered with mercy seat, propitiation, atoning sacrifice. then the high priest, the high priest enters in the room only once, one time on the day of atonement with what? With blood, only with blood, only with blood of bulls or goats, and sprinkle the blood on the top, on the cover of mercy seat. That is why the cover is called mercy seat. And through the sprinkle of blood on the top of that ark, God overlooks, God did not see their sins, which was inside that box. This is a symbol of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Bible says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 2 says, Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Everybody, not everybody, but many Christians know very, very familiar verse to Christians. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All have sinned, remember, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then next verse is very important. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then all human beings can be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came in Jesus Christ. God gave Jesus Christ as propitiation, mercy seat, atoning sacrifice through faith in his blood. Through faith in his blood. God showed it. God did it to demonstrate his justice. Because in his long, long suffering, God had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. God waited until when? Jesus sacrificed on the cross. Okay, thank you. Okay. Let us read from next part, from verse to 10. From verse 6 to 10, there you go. When everything had been arranged like this, the Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed, as long as the first tabernacle was still standing. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and the sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of worshipers. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. Until the time of the new order. This means new covenant, better covenant, which is done in Jesus Christ on the cross. Anyway, in this first tabernacle, ordinary people, there is barriers. There is a differences between men, between God and man, between men. For example, in this first sanctuary, tabernacle, ordinary people could approach where? Up to gate. They could not enter inside, ordinary people. Then Levites, the children of Levi, Levites could enter inside, but only courtyard. Priest could enter up to holy place. And finally, only the high priest, one person, in one time, only one high priest. High priest, only high priest could enter the most holy place only one time in a whole 1 year with only blood of animals. Then Jesus took all barriers away and become our peace and reconciliation, not only between God and man, also between men, between men and women, between Jews and Gentiles, between high and low, between slave, even between slave and free. That is why Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 says, there is no Jews, no Gentiles, no free, no slave, no male, no female in Jesus Christ. We are all one in Jesus Christ. Jesus has made two one and has destroyed all barriers, all hostility between God and man, even between men. This is applying until the time of the new order. Okay. Conclusion, let us read the third part. This is conclusion. We can apply in our life and we can enjoy. We must understand, we must believe, we must accept, and we must enjoy. Amen? Amen. Conclusion is only the blood of Jesus Christ can make our conscience clean. This is conclusion in our application. How about your conscience is well? Okay, your conscience is... Verse 9, this is an illustration for the present time indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshiper. Even they worshipped, they felt guilty. Even they worshipped with guilt. Okay, let us read from 11 to 24. Ready, go. When Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more than the blood of Christ? Conclusion verse, how much more? Shall he shout, how much more? How much more? How much more? This is a contrast between verse 13 and 14. Okay, let us read one more time. Last verse, ready, go. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Amen. Are you serving the living God with a clear, clean conscience? Jesus came in this world. Everything changed. Only Jesus can change everything. Why? Because Jesus never changes. Jesus himself never changes. So he is able to change everything. Jesus did not enter earthly sanctuary made by man, but he enters a heavenly sanctuary. Jesus did not enter with the blood of animals, but he enters with the blood of himself. Jesus did not enter for his own sins, but he enters for the sins of all human beings, including my sin, your sin, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He did not enter sanctuary repeatedly. Why? Because he dwells in sanctuary. The very place where he is sanctuary, heavenly sanctuary itself. At least we can say in four ways, the sacrifice, Jesus' sacrifice of himself is different, totally different from the ceremonial system of the first covenant, animals sacrifice. First, the sacrifice of Jesus was voluntary. Animals' life was taken from it. But Jesus gave his life. He willingly laid his life down for his friends. After that, he is calling us, "You are my best friend." Can you hear his voice? Jesus is calling you, you are my best friend because I died for you. Number two, the sacrifice of Jesus was spontaneous. The animal sacrifice was entirely the product of law. But Jesus' sacrifice was entirely the product of love. It was not law, but love that lay behind the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Number three, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was racial. RATIONAL. Racial. My pronunciation is not good. Racial. Anyway, it means race. Right. It means the animal victim did not know what it was doing, why it was doing what it was doing, what was happening to it. But Jesus, all the time, from first to last, knew very clearly what he was doing, why he was doing what he was doing, what was happening to him. Even on the cross, Jesus died with his two eyes wide open. He knew everything in his reason, in his brain. That is what I called the sacrifice of Jesus was rational. Okay, number four, the sacrifice of Jesus was not only loving, but also spiritual and moral. For example, animal sacrifice was just mechanical, just like a machine, robot. But Jesus' sacrifice, all things on the Calvary was not a matter of prescribed ritual, prescribed ceremony. Just like a machine carried out. But Jesus' sacrifice was made through eternal spirit, Holy Spirit. Would you see again? Can you see eternal spirit? Shall read one more time? Thank you. Shall read. How much more then the will of the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. The sacrifice of Jesus was not the mechanism of law, but the choice of law. You know, in the sacrifice of Jesus, all three persons, all three members of the Trinity God were involved. Did you find that? Son God offered himself through the Holy Spirit, eternal Spirit, to Father God. Then, from how much more is contrast, the difference between verse 13 and 14? The phrase, how much more, points to the surpassing greatness of God and what his sacrifice did for us compared to the animal sacrifice. Then verse 13 says, if let me give you one question. How about, did the blood of animals have effect or not effect? Effect. Verse 14. Verse 14 says, even the blood of animals had some effect. How? Outwardly, not inwardly. Temporarily, not eternally. Ceremonially, not spiritually. The point is, if the blood of animals had some, a few, a little effect, outwardly, ceremonially, temporarily, then how much more the blood of Jesus Christ, who is God? Amen. If you understand and accept, you should respond saying, Amen. Do not check my English. That is not important. If you understand this message directly from the movement, touch of the Holy Spirit, you should respond, Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. My conscience is clean. My English is nothing. The point is clear conscience. Shall we say it together? Clear conscience. Clean conscience. Forgiveness. Okay, I'm almost close my ending point. Forgiveness has two sides all the time. On God's side and man's side, our side. Forgiveness has two sides. On God's side, his demand for his holiness, for his righteousness is satisfied fully by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Also, at the same time, on our side, our guilty conscience is scrubbed clean, absolutely. This is very important. There is no reason for you and me to feel defeated by guilty conscience. Why? Because when God forgives sin, he satisfies his requirements for his righteousness, for his justice, for his holiness completely, and then wipes our record clean. No more. No more record of criminal. It means when Jesus comes, everything is changed. If I want to give you one question, this is a very serious and practical question. Are you bothered by guilt? today? If you bothered by guilt today, at least two reasons may be possible. First possibility is you have not understood that God can make your conscience clean. So you must understand, you must accept, you must believe and enjoy the fact as true, as real. God can make our conscience absolutely clean simply because of what Jesus has done on the cross. Second possibility is that you have not yet received, accepted God's forgiveness simply because you have not asked in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring your guilt-ridden life to Jesus Christ and confess your inability to clean up your own conscience and ask him to forgive you and give thanks to God for his salvation, for his perfect deliverance, perfect redemption. He can forgive us and clear our conscience, clear our records. Do you have any bad record in your biodata, in your history? God can remove, God can clear all bad records based on the blood of Jesus Christ. No barrier of sin or weakness on our path can stop his forgiveness. The point is, when Jesus comes in your life, in my life, he can change everything in your life, in my life. That is why 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new person, new man, new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Jesus changed everything in our life. God bless you. You bless your next. God bless you. The blood of Jesus is more than enough. Let us pray. How much more the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to Father God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Father God, we are here to serve you because you are alive. You are living God. You are not dead God. You are person. You have personality. You have morality. Also, you give us personality, morality, also self-consciousness, self-determination. Oh Lord God, we are spiritual beings. We have a spirit. God is a spirit, just like you are spirit. Also, we have a spirit. Father, we cannot live without worshiping. Help us to know we are made, we are created to worship you, to enjoy yourself, to enjoy your presence, your forgiveness, your redemption, your salvation. All things can be found only in Jesus Christ. Father, we know through our experience in this world, there are many, many, many questions, many, many, many problems in this world. But the answer is only one. That answer is absolute answer, eternal answer, timeless answer. This can be applied to anybody, everybody in this world. That answer is our Lord, our High Priest, Jesus Christ, our Lord God. I bless all congregation, all members, all people in this room, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that each of us, everyone in this room, may enjoy real life, eternal life, real salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. Touch our hearts, move our hearts, so that we may open our heart and receive Jesus Christ. Help us to enjoy clean conscience, clear conscience. Not by our efforts, not by giving money, not by doing some good things, not by taking on extra responsibility, but by looking to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. By trusting Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, we pray.